www.thebeatmedia.com. Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio this evening, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We're going to, of course, take your phone calls about anything that you want. Toll-free number, again, is 855-453. 450 free, and I think we've pretty much covered, you know, most of the aspects of the wiretapping situation. Of course, our friend Ademo Freeman is in jail as we speak. There is talk about some sort of a campaign to contact the governor of New Hampshire and attempt to get a pardon for this. There was someone from the governor's office in the hearing today about the wiretapping law, and the person was there just to kind of take notes and see what was happening in this particular session. And so it was suggested to this person that they should tell the governor to pardon this guy, and that got a round of applause by the audience there.
Of course,
and,
I mean, he's only got maybe another 30 days in jail or something like that.
Still, so it'd be nice to be pardoned.
I would agree with you, but the justice's terrible swift sword is slower than Christmas.
I understand. But, you know, this was a clear miscarriage of justice.
I would agree.
In that, if you actually look at this wiretapping law in New Hampshire, it says that it's a felony only if you're not a party to the conversation. So, Ademo, who has been convicted of three felonies, should in no way have ever been charged with or convicted of those felony counts.
Wow.
I don't know if the jury ever even read the law. It was certainly not read to them in the courtroom that
I can recall. What difference would it make if he was convicted of felonies? I mean, it's bad paperwork on the side of the prosecution and the judge.
Well, for someone who doesn't have a felony, it makes a difference when you get convicted of a felony.
No, what I'm saying is that the jury, it doesn't matter to the jury. The jury is supposed to find him guilty of whatever the verbiage is, and so.
But the jury could look at the law and say,
"He should have never been." He should have never been charged with it if what you're saying is true.
That's right. I'm not saying he should have been charged with anything, but by their own system, he should have been charged with misdemeanors. The misdemeanor version of this is that if you are party to the conversation in a two-party state like New Hampshire, if you're a party to the conversation, you record it without the other person's knowledge, then that's a misdemeanor. So by their own statutes, he should have been charged with misdemeanors, not felonies.
As far as I'm concerned,
so it's a miscarriage from top to bottom.
When things like this happen, judges and prosecutors and frankly jurors too should go to prison. They should go to jail for this. I mean, if they're willing to send a person to jail for making a mistake or doing something on purpose, then when they make a mistake, they need to have skin in the game. They need to be subject to up to 7 years in prison.
Well, at the very least, Damo should be let out based on, and this case should be overturned based on the fact that this prosecutor absolutely ignored the actual text of the law that he was charging Ademo with. And everybody else did as well. It's absolutely outrageous.
I would agree.
It probably didn't help that he was in a blue jumpsuit at the time?
No, actually, he had a suit coat.
Yeah, he had a suit coat and a T-shirt on that said something like, I hate law enforcement or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it said. But, you know, it's one of these black T-shirts with the anti-authoritarian sayings. And then he's got tattoos on his hands. And it just... It's not right, but it matches.
Whoa, hold on. He got a not guilty... Him and Pete Eyre got a not guilty in a Greenfield, Massachusetts courtroom when they were dressed as they would normally dress.
Yep.
When he had a T-shirt on, he had I think he might have been wearing his hat in court the entire time. And I believe he was wearing sandals.
It doesn't...
So he doesn't... You know, there's no way to predict.
You know, I think that New Hampshire is a more conservative place. I was thinking about this, and I just don't know the answer to why he and Pete managed to pull it off there and why they didn't do it here.
Well, the answer is it was one man. It was one juror. They got to talk to this guy. It was the other. We talked about juror Jim, who was the juror in Jim Johnson's case that had talked to us after the fact and kind of gave us an insight as to what went on with the jury. And down in Massachusetts, there was a juror in that case as well who was the one guy who held out and actually managed to flip the jury. The one guy, the first vote was. He was the only holdout, if I'm recalling correctly, or maybe one of two or something like that. And this guy stood firm.
Good.
And he He made the arguments that were necessary to convince these other people, the other 11 people, that these guys were not guilty. So that's what happened in Greenfield.
Excellent.
And that's all we needed was just one person to at least hang the jury, but it ended up not happening.
I don't have faith in juries anymore.
No.
I don't have faith in judges. My God.
I don't
either. Guy that was supposed to be, nobody read the damn law. I mean, really? There was a three felony case here, and there were, 16 jurors, a judge, mm-hmm. a prosecutor, a stenographer, you know, all kinds of dirty little Weasley lawyers scurrying about to see, what are the anarchists gonna do? And none of these disgusting, slimy people read the stinking law? I mean, this is justice in America? It's outrageous. It's utterly outrageous.
It certainly is. Wallace is in Vermont.
As far as I'm concerned, the pillory on the town square is too good for these people.
So this is why that there should be a pardon. I mean, it's clearly a miscarriage of justice.
I agree with you, but
there should be a pardon.
Pardons take months.
The word... Well, the governor could pardon somebody tomorrow if he wanted to, right?
If he wanted to.
Okay, so we just have to make him want to. And there's talk about a sit-in. There's talk about a mass phone campaign. And I think that's pretty exciting. You know, if you can't get him to change his mind by telephone.
Start with the sit-in.
We were talking about starting with phone calls.
Start on their front lawn. Not in their building.
Not in the office?
No, you stay out there in the front lawn mm-hmm. because that way you see them. You're not intruding on their business or anything like that. You're holding a vigil. This is a vigil. We will be here until you pardon Adamo. Here's what you need to see. Everybody who goes by, look at the law. Well, please look at the law. When you talk to the governor, please talk to the governor about pardoning Adamo. Because if they're going to feel like they're intruded upon if you keep on calling them or you go into their building.
Let's go to Wallace. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I got a couple of suggestions. Number one, notwithstanding the fact that he said it due only 60 days, he ought to file an appeal. They'll probably do the time before the appeal is heard, but there's a slight chance, as slight as it may be, that an appellate court, the New Hampshire Supreme Court, might do something. The second thing is...
The Supreme Court, by the way, will probably not even get back to him within a month.
I would think that'd be true.
They take forever.
The idea, as guys have all been saying, that don't take the plea, clog up the court system. Well, even the filing of an appeal will help clog up the court system.
And if I got gotcha.
You. If it's a constitutional issue, it might wind up going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, it should be, but news media has mentioned the case of Maller versus New England Telephone Company. This was a case in which Maller was a deadbeat, or supposed a deadbeat, and he was being harassed by debt collectors. And people basically calling up and saying, you owe this bill, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was a paid guy, and he was being harassed, and he decided to report. And New England Telephone Company shut off his phone service because, and this is a 1974 case, 44 FCC Sec. 614 is the official site, 1974. He basically appealed to the FCC. And they said that because the debt collection company violated the law, harassing him, they took to report without a beat tone, without any kind of notice. This was a one-party state. I believe it was Massachusetts, but I could be wrong. It was New England. The second thing is that shortly after this particular case, the New York State Public Service Commission got inundated with complaints where up until, I think it was 76 or so, it was illegal to record anybody unless you had the beep tone. So a bunch of activists got together, and they said, okay, well, police department, like Manchester and testimony, are recording without a beep tone. So they filed complaints against every single police, fire, EMT in the state. And the Public Service Commission decided to change it so that if you called on an emergency line, you basically didn't have to have a beep because, as they said, it might stop some of the conversation and interrupt They waved at the house number.
And they do not notice you. When you call most of these police departments, they give you absolutely no notice whatsoever that they're recording the call. But then again, in the statutes, there's usually an exemption carved out for law enforcement to protect them from, you know, they can basically do the one-party consent thing. Thanks, Wallace, for the call and the thoughts, as always. More coming up. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855. You take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there for you, and we give them away. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing the listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on becoming part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Texas Hold'em poker's really popular, as are other types of online poker. And, a lot of people, you can only play poker so often for nothing and enjoy yourself. Some people, they want to put something on the line to make the game mean something to them. SealsWithClubs.eu allows you to gamble with bitcoins. Now, as far as the government's concerned, bitcoins are, nothing but, like coupons or SNH green stamps or something like that. So you can gamble with bitcoins at SealsWithClubs. That's like the little... SealsWithClubs.eu. You like that noise?
That was good, I thought.
Thank you. That's my seal noise. They don't ask a bunch of information about you. So if for whatever reason they have some kind of trouble, they don't know about you. All they want to know about you. I went and did this process.
By the way.
I have signed up, I have played, and I have received my money back from SealsWithClubs.eu. They just want a username, an optional email for confirmation, stuff like that. No bank info, no credit card, no documents, ever. Deposits are instant, and cash outs always come on the same day. And that sounds like an accurate statement to me. That's how it was for me. Even if in instant, the money was ready. I went in there, I played, and it was so good. I won one hand out of maybe 10 or something like that. These people know how to play cards, right? It's been a while for me, but I did win one hand, and I was happy with that. So anyway, if you don't have any bitcoins yet, come check it out. And they have free tournaments every hour that pay bitcoins, even to the winner. So if you don't have bitcoins, you can go play and win bitcoins.
That's
at
crazy.
SealsWithClub.eu.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm impressed.
It's a great site. Well, you can go.
How many gambling operations can you walk into and play for free and possibly win money from the house?
Well, I think they want people to go and check it out and see what a cool site it is. You've got to click on a room in there. They give you choices. You've got to find the rooms and where people are. You can click on a room that doesn't have people, but, playing there's not going to be a lot of fun.
So, before we get back to the phone calls here, I did a little bit of research during the break. It wasn't hard to do. I just went and searched for... I think I Googled federal wiretapping laws. It was the first result. The website here is revised as of April 2012, so this is relatively fresh. It is privacyrights.org, the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, empowering consumers, protecting privacy. It's a frequently asked questions about eavesdropping and wiretapping on telephone calls.
Make sure you tweet this link out so that people can get it.
Thank you for that, Mark. I will
do
that.
And if you want to get on our tweets, get on our Twitter service or whatever it is, just go to news.freetalklive.com.
You can do that. And so here's the news. Because, Mark, you brought up that you thought federal law was a two-party consent.
I said that
is not what I had heard. And you were incorrect. Turns out federal law...
What I had heard was incorrect?
That's right. Federal law, you were repeating something that was incorrect.
That's correct.
Federal law allows recording of phone calls and other electronic communications with the consent of at least one party to the call. A majority of the states and territories have adopted laws based on that federal standard, but 12 states, including California, require the consent of all parties to the call under most circumstances. Those states are Connecticut, California, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Washington. So there you go. It's a one-party consent from the federal government, meaning if you are in another state and you call New Hampshire people and you record their phone calls, technically that should be illegal.
And across international boundaries. I mean, it just doesn't. This is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Anthony is in Salem, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Anthony?
I'm doing good. So I record my phone conversations most all the time when I'm talking to a corporation, and I always let them know I'm recording the conversation. Mm-hmm. Surprised more people don't do that. Do you guys do that?
You know, I don't have the equipment to do it, and I've never had a situation with a company where I've said, you know, I just need to have this. excuse
Thanks.
Me. I had inhaled there. I just needed to have this recording. But I have, you know, wondered to myself, well, if these people are just going to record, why shouldn't I record too?
That's right.
No, I think that you should be able to do that, and I think that if you do announce the recording in advance, it does change how people behave, so you will generally get people on their best behavior if they know they're being recorded.
But usually the lackeys at you know, one of these big companies is going to be recorded anyway, so they're going to be
right.
acting that way.
Anything else you wanted to share tonight, Anthony?
Well, it's actually, you get a free app on your phone to record conversations on your phone.
Oh, sweet.
And,
what app's that?
I recommend doing it because they're going to do it to us, and you might as well do it to them.
What is the app to which you're referring?
It's called Tape-A-Talk.
Tape-A-Talk.
It's with the Android market.
Tape-A-Talk.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing that
right.
tonight. Appreciate the
Thank
call.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line.
Technology is going to change everything.
It sure has. And one of the points that was made in the hearing today about changing the wiretapping law is that the government cannot keep up with technology. That the wiretapping law, the fact that it even has the term wiretapping in it, shows how outdated it actually is.
It's true. I mean, you know, at this point, you're not tapping any wires.
So these a couple of the guys on the panel of state reps somehow believed they could in some way keep up with the changes in technology, and it was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, these government bureaucrats are not technological experts.
Hey, you're 80. You don't even know what technology is.
One of the more amusing parts of this was Bill Domenico, one of the guys that was there, one of the Free State Project participants, stepped up and he said that, I think he's a Free State Project, I may be wrong about that. He's definitely a Liberty guy. Anyway,
he's certainly involved.
He was in there today and he pointed out that the way this law is worded, at least in New Hampshire, outlaws the possession or sale of anything that could be used to do recording.
Wow.
He pointed out that the guy in the corner with the video camera is committing a Class B felony
because
right
he possesses
there.
The equipment to record a phone call.
Right. He admitted in front of the police officer, the chief of police that was sitting in the room, that he sells this equipment. And that is, he's guilty of multiple felonies as a result of selling recording potential equipment. It's insane.
It is insane.
Everyone in that courtroom that has a phone capable of recording is committing a felony by the wording of the law.
And there was a cop in there. And
That's
this
right.
is what amazes me, is I've done this too. I've been in these states. And I mean, you point this out to these people, and the police are right there, and they don't do anything.
Although usually you're laughing like, ha, 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 ha.
Right. You know, like, we just enforce laws that we feel like enforcing.
Yep.
I mean, I pointed out that it's, you know, I was in one of these. I held aloft a plastic picnic knife and showed them in the law where it was illegal for a felon, and I'm a felon, to possess a knife. And I said that this, me doing this, is a Class B felony in front of like six chiefs of police, and no one did anything.
Yeah. Yep, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll continue here, and coming up, a family wants to adopt, but it's refused. They can't do it. We'll tell you why in a few moments. 855-450-FREE, you take control, plus jury nullification.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Stews. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Stews, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Stews from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, the SACL, CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Those features include archives. Go and click and download as many episodes as you would like. They are there for you. They're free. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You don't have to put in credit card information. You don't have to click on advertising. You don't have to sign up for an account. You just click and download. They're yours. Now, you can also share them with your friends on your Facebook profile or Twitter or whatever other social networking website you prefer. Because I know there are other ones out there. I just don't know what they are. Somebody does. And you can go to our SoundCloud.
I'm still rocking the MySpace.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have one, and I haven't
really?
Signed in. Yeah, I mean, I didn't delete it ever.
Maybe I still have one,
I'm
too.
Sure you do, too.
I deleted mine.
Maybe
I never
did.
Deleted mine, so I think, like, a month ago, I went in, you know, just because I was like, oh, yeah, I have a MySpace.
It's
and
like digging through your attic.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, but nobody's on there anymore,
old,
so.
Old, lonely pictures, moth-eaten. No one's looked at, no one's clicked on them in months.
Hey, I was a lot younger and, like, cuter back then, you know, because you're just younger. And
yeah, well.
So I like those pictures.
So, what the hell was I talking about?
You were talking about social networking.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, social networking. Oh, yeah, you can share our archives there. Go to freetalklive.com, click on the left-hand side under Listen and Share to go to our SoundCloud page, and then there's an easy share button on every single archive, including Edgington Post episodes, Mark.
That's correct.
And who did you just interview today for Edgington Post?
Michael Cicchini, and he is a lawyer who's doing investigations on corruption in the criminal justice areas.
Excellent.
And he gives some advice on how to, talks about his book, of course, which gives you advice on how to avoid these things.
And now, because we're posting those separately from our regular show, you can go there right now to, you don't have to wait until the show's over, until we tag it on at the
end
of the show. Yeah, it's available now over at freetalklive.com. Just click on the SoundCloud link under Listen and Share on the left-hand side. And then again, click the share button on your favorite episodes and share them with your friends on whatever social networking you want. It's all free. So I mentioned that I had an example of jury nullification that, you know, because, Mark, you were kind of critical of this whole jury nullification thing. Like, you said it was good for...
I was skeptical that it will do anything.
You said it was good for the individual, maybe, because they could get off of a charge.
Not
but
just
is
maybe.
It, is it going to have is it going to have a larger effect? You know, is jury nullification going to have
My question is it effective to do activism, specifically civil disobedience, in order and then count on jury nullification? Because civil disobedience is intended to bring a change,
right,
and jury nullification is an issue, is in and of itself really just a single moment in time.
You certainly cannot count on jury nullification because you can't count on a jury to even remotely understand the issues they're being presented with. But nonetheless, let me give you the detail here from Jacob Sullum over at Reason.com. A Kansas defense attorney reports the following. I had a jury trial this morning on level 3 possession with intent to distribute, level 4 possession paraphernalia, and level 10 no drug tax stamp. During voir dire, my almost all-white, middle-class, middle-aged jury went into full rebellion against the prosecutor, stating that they wouldn't convict even if the client's guilt was proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Almost all of the potential jurors during the voir dire process said this. They had that same viewpoint.
It's crazy.
They felt marijuana should be legalized. What he does with it is his own business, and that the jails are already full of people for this silly charge. Then, when the potential jurors found out that the state wanted him to pay back taxes on illegal drugs, they went nuts. One woman from the back of the said how stupid this was, and why are we even here wasting our time? A suit from the front said this was the most ridiculous thing he'd ever heard. The prosecutor ended up dismissing the case. Judge gave me a dismissal with prejudice. That means they can't bring the charge back against this guy.
Wow.
I'm still laughing my ass off over this one. I have never seen a full-on mutiny by an entire jury pool before. Easiest win ever. From a defense attorney in Kansas.
Crazy.
Well, you say that you know somebody, and we both know this person, who... I don't remember what the charge was, but they basically voted in a jury the way they didn't want to because the majority of the jury was voting a certain way. So they went against their own morals and what they really believed.
Someone who knew
to be a part of a group.
Yes.
Yes. And people tend to act... like, I think the juries are better than dispensing justice. They're a great way to sort of study humans in groups and the way that they operate. Because you'll find people that go back in juries, go back to the deliberation that believe something, that they change their mind because there are powerful people with powerful personalities that are, somehow or another are able to convince folks that they've got the power of the group behind them. Because if you think you're the one person standing against the group, it's a difficult place to be.
Sure.
I mean, they've actually done studies where people are, they're looking at colors, and everybody in the group saying, well, that's blue, and they're looking at red. They know they're looking at red, and they'll say it's blue. Because
they want to go along to get along.
Bending to the group. Well, they're not going along to getting along. I mean, it's a group of people that are just talking about colors. You can stand up in the group. You're not getting along at all. You just stand up in the group and say, that's red. You don't have to say, all you people are nuts. All you people need your heads examined. Or we're all going to be here until the end of the day or into the next week if you don't agree with me that this is red, because it's not like a jury. But just because they're in a group.
But they are going along to get along in that case, because to disagree would be to go against what the group wants, and it's just they probably perceive it as easier to just do whatever the group's doing. Why be different? Why stand out?
I don't think that it's an easy thing. I think that it's an accepting thing. People just like to be accepted. They don't like to go against the grain.
I haven't seen the sort of after studies conversation, but I would love to talk to these people. Really? You said that that red card was blue because all the other people did. What was wrong with you? What was going through your mind?
I would love to hear that as well.
I can't imagine it because I would never say that it was red if it was blue.
I mean, I just, I really.
I bet you the people on this jury would.
Well, they hand select them, and they tend to pick average people.
I don't know what they do. I mean, I can't understand what the psychology of it or how it works is. I mean, I tend to believe that I have a powerful enough personality that if I was on the jury, at the very least, I would stand for what I believe is right. But secondarily, I believe that I could make powerful arguments that would convince other people to stand with me. That's what I believe. Of course, I'm a radio talk show host, so either I'm going to be able to do that, or I'm at least going to believe that I'm able to do that.
So Ademo is in jail, by the way, for the time being. If you would like to contact him, you can get in touch with him through Mail to Jail. MailToJail.com is making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners, now using bitcoins. You can donate directly to Ademo, to his commissary in jail, and any other jailed liberty activists with bitcoins. You can also support MailToJail.com's great work. And again, that's MailToJail.com. And that's a message, by the way, brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support liberty at the same time, you should buy them from MemoryDealers.com.
And you can buy them with bitcoins if that's what you want to do.
Of course you can.
Now, obviously, you'd have to be... I'm not entirely sure what an optical transceiver is.
If you know what it is, you know what it is.
You should buy them from Memory Dealers.
Yeah. So
they do have the best prices.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But a little bit more here about the jury nullification. So... technically, I think this is jury nullification. Jacob Sullum over at Reason.com says not quite jury nullification.
It's not quite jury nullification.
I think that is jury nullification because they nullified before the trial even started. I mean, they nullified so...
but what did it achieve?
It made it so this prosecutor dropped the charge.
Okay, so you're talking about one incident?
Right, and that may dissuade this prosecutor from bringing the charge in the future. If the prosecutor brings the charge again...
if you pile these up, if this prosecutor, you know, brought... 8 charges in a year, and 4 of them were turned back on him, then maybe. But
that's what I'm saying. You've got an entire jury pool. This isn't just one instance of jury nullification with 12 jurors deciding to nullify. This is the pool of jurors saying, you can't put us on this case.
Don't get too excited, Buster. It's like a one-time event.
It happened in Montana as well.
Great.
Two-time event. There's twice. 855-450-FREE. The more people get educated about this, the more likely they are to take action and nullify, and that can possibly change things. Absolutely can if people stand up for what they believe in. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyAndHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want. Toll free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features we have there for you now. If you enjoy the program and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you can support the show with $3 a month. We'll take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country. Just now added to Pueblo, Colorado, I-25 Talk Radio there, which great to be on board that that couple different stations, an FM and an AM. And it's made possible by listeners like you becoming amplifiers. It's the AMP dollars that come in that allow us to do advertising to radio stations, that allow us to promote this show to program directors across the country. And then once they add the program to their station, you know, give their listeners a dose of something they've probably never heard before.
Chances are really good.
Principled ideas of freedom here 7 nights a week. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, amp-only forum. The amp-only podcast, by the way, does not have the usual commercials, the usual podcast commercials that our normal podcast does. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate it. Still to come here, a family wants to adopt, but they have been told no. We'll tell you why in moments. Sam is listening, though, in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to call about this jury nullification. I think you touched on it when I was talking to your producer, but they did it in Montana, too. They couldn't seat a jury.
That's right.
Because everybody was up in arms over the small amount of marijuana they were trying to take this guy to court over.
This guy was selling. This guy wasn't just a possession charge. He was actually intent to distribute.
Right, and they wanted to tax him on his work, which everybody who works gets taxed on. So, and they call that ridiculous. So, this is a crazy story.
It's huge news. And go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the ages in this article I read about this Montana one, they said the most vocal one was a lady in her 60s. And she was kicking up a storm that they were just wasting her time. So, you know, I think the tide's kind of turning on that.
I sure hope so. I mean, if these are...
Montana has medical marijuana, too, there. So they, you know...
True.
Well,
does
no,
Kansas,
well, Montana
though?
Montana just rolled that back quite a bit. They passed the law, and there's...
Oh, no.
They everybody's medical marijuana card expired last March, and now that they had to apply for a new one, and they are only allowed to give out a certain amount of them. So
there could only be a certain amount of sick people in Montana?
Well, you know, it's a Montana used to be very libertarian until the increasing Mormon influence there in Billings, which is the biggest city there.
Really?
And they passed the medical marijuana then against the Montana Constitution. They made a law restricting the medical marijuana. So that's where
this political process is so frustrating.
It's hard to hold the line.
It's
and
it's two steps forward, three steps backwards in some cases, it seems. And they just keep on pushing these prohibitionists, these anti-drug zealots. But, you know, I agree with you, Sam, that these jury pools that are refusing to hear these cases, that's a great step in the right direction. It's
I don't know if it's a step.
Maybe it is, in a, you know, it's a harbinger of good things to come. And I appreciate the thoughts. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Great show, guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, is Kansas one of the 14 states with the medical marijuana? I don't think so.
It wasn't in that, what was it called, In Pot We Trust? At the time that we watched that, I believe there was a woman in Kansas from it, the woman with multiple sclerosis.
The one that was having to score pot on the street?
Yes, yeah. That was in Kansas. And so at the time that that was made, there was not a law passed. So I don't believe there is.
Yeah, so that, you know, this is a place in which that they don't have medical marijuana, likely, and the jury pool still said, this guy's a dealer, and they still said, we're not going to convict him. You can't put us on this guy's jury. We have zero chance of convicting this man. That's awesome. And the more that happens, you have to admit, Mark, if it happens more often,
oh yeah,
the prosecutors are going to give up.
You got
to
pile it up. But you can make one case work with a real attorney and do, you know, like make real precedent.
Can you? Well, I suppose if you have a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, like
or
if you'd have taken this, if a real attorney would have gone in there and argued this from a real standpoint, they would have taken
about
this.
About a Damos case with wiretapping?
And they would have shoved it right down this prosecutor's throat because he looked like an absolute fool. He brought a case to trial, three felonies. He wasted these people's day for the fact is he had no evidence.
Mm.
He had no evidence of his own. His only evidence
totally
was the videos that he put online. Adamo edited those videos.
Yep.
And then said on some radio program here in New Hampshire that he didn't edit them. Well, you're telling me I don't have the right to lie in America?
It was a it was a political prosecution from the word go.
It absolutely was.
It was a show trial designed to punish the activist community, and he was essentially martyred.
And furthermore, the jury never got to hear the idea that maybe he wasn't in the state. I mean, it's a tiny little state with
right.
1.4 million people
it's
in it.
It's the prosecutor's burden to prove.
And he failed. You know, to prove
he couldn't have
proved it. So they could have nullified this law. A real attorney could have nullified this law simply because, look, you've got to prove that these people are in the state.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Mark. And Adamo, you know, he barely touched on those points at the very end. In his
closing
statement.
Well, he said
he
could have. He dismissed the points. He basically asked the jury to ignore those points. He said that, you know, and frankly, I think that he was depressed, and, you know, I understand. He told the jury to, you know, ignore those points. I want you to look at whether or not you think public officials need to be
you
recorded.
You can spend an hour on your closing statement if you want to.
And
he didn't. I mean, it was a matter of minutes.
He didn't spend that much time explaining jury nullification to the jury
right.
either.
So maybe we'll see Bill Kostrick do it differently, because as I understand it, the video is out. I have not yet seen the footage, but I have been linked to it. Bill Kostrick is the guy who made national headlines when he carried a pistol openly at, because you can open carry in New Hampshire, no problem, at an Obama campaign event, made national headlines, ended up being on like the Chris Matthews show for an interview about this. He has now stepped up.
Matthews got rid of him frustrated because he wouldn't say the kind of things that he wanted him to say.
Yeah, he has now stepped up. This is a principled, liberty-loving guy who I don't believe has actually gone to a trial before. If he has, I don't recall it. So he's fresh, he's ready to go, and he's challenged this prosecutor, the prosecutor who picked on Adamo, and he said, look, I'm going to go ahead and call this police officer, I'm going to record the call, and I'm going to make a video of it, I'm going to send it to you, and then you can go up against me in court, and we'll see how easy of a time you have. So he's already got a plan. He's already ready to roll with this concept. And as I understand it, the video
is now
out. I'd
like to ask that cop that was on the stand about his compliance with whatever physical fitness rules they have in the Manchester Police Department, because this man was just obese.
Well, typically, if a department has those rules, they grandfather in the bureaucrats who were employed prior to it.
And that helps the public in what way?
It doesn't. It helps the bureaucrats keep their jobs.
Yeah, that's what it helps.
Because the union says that, you know, they've got a grandfather or whatever. So departments, you know, I don't even know if Manchester has that requirement now. They may or may not. So, and I think the last I heard that it might have been a voluntary requirement as well.
The voluntary requirement. That's not, those words don't go together.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oxymoron.
855-453. So there you go. Jury nullification, wiretapping. I think we've hit all the bases on that tonight. So let's move into other news. Julia, you've got a story about a family that wanted to do the right thing. They wanted to take a child outside of the adoption system, get them out of an orphanage or get them out of, you know, a foster care home or wherever it was they were staying. But the state told them no.
Right. This is from ArizonaFamily.com out of Phoenix. A Valley family has a lot of room in their home and hearts for more children, especially those in need. The Van Tierndens, they have a strange last name, I'm sorry, are hoping to adopt a child, but there's been a slight snag in their plan. It breaks my heart that some kids don't have a family, but it's been halted just now, says Suzanne. Suzanne and her husband Dan's hopes of fostering children and then adopting them were recently dashed because their daughters aren't fully vaccinated for philosophical reasons,
oh,
not
wow.
religious.
Fully vaccinated?
Yes,
okay.
Which means apparently they have some. Maybe it'll go into more here in a second. According to a spokesperson for the state's Department of Economic Security, or DES, the state requires that each child rescinding into foster home have all childhood immunizations according to the child's age and health. I feel like...
The Department of Economic Security.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
That sounds creepy. The Department of Economic Security...
What does that have to do with children?
Right, and they're deciding whether or not children
will
be adopted.
Well, they own the children, and they're a future tax base.
They are. That's exactly it. The children are the securities for the future of the future existence of the state. I mean, they're holding your kids as collateral because they're going to grow up, and they're going to work, and they're going to pay taxes. So it's important to have those kids being, you know, government injected, I guess. 855-453. You can take control here. We'll give you the rest of the story here in moments. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.